Hello, welcome to the English program. We have been covering English law recently on the program, and we want to take a look at this, another look, because this is something from the 11th of January of this year. It's a press release from the Law Commission. Their job is looking at the reformation of the English law. And this particular issue was the future of prenuptial agreements. You may remember it was in the news, the idea that there may be a change in the law. This is the press release, which I thought we'd sort of do now, because it's something which I believe will come up in future programs as the law, if there are any changes, as the debates begin in Parliament. So I'm going to read this now, and then we've got it as a reference for the future, if you like. Well, the future for prenuptial agreements was the title. Should a couple be able to make a firm agreement before they get married or enter a civil partnership about what should happen to their property if their relationship ends? Or should the law remain as it stands, that the court can decide if their agreement is enforceable? In a consultation paper launched today, that was on Tuesday the 11th of January 2011, the Law Commission is asking the public's views on a range of potential options for reforming the law of prenuptial, postnuptial and separation agreements. Contracts made by couples before or during their marriage or civil partnership that are intended to govern their financial arrangements if the relationship ends. Such agreements have attracted considerable attention in recent months after the judgment of the Supreme Court in a case, it was called Radmacher, I think is the pronunciation, I do apologise if I've got that wrong, v. Granatino, which went further than ever before in recognising their significance. But the Supreme Court's decision was made in the context of the existing legislation. As it stands, the law does not allow a couple to prevent each other from asking the courts to decide how their property should be shared, and it is still down to the courts to decide on a case-by-case basis how much weight to give to any agreement the couple may have made. In many cases, this can offer important protection, but it can also lead to uncertainty and expensive litigation, and there have been calls for statutory reform. In its consultation, the Law Commission is asking whether the current legislation, which is a generation old, provides the right basis for determining the effect of marital property agreements, or whether a new approach is needed. Could reform bring more autonomy and certainty to couples who want to enter into such agreements while retaining sufficient safeguards to protect vulnerable spouses and children? Professor Elizabeth Cook, the law commissioner leading the project, said prenups are a topical issue. Under the current law, the starting point for the resolution of financial division on divorce is the discretion of the court. Some feel that where couples have reached agreement, the court should not be involved. Yet the court's approach is primarily protective, and some feel that they should not be wholly excluded. Our consultation paper considers the arguments for and against reform and examines how a new approach might balance the desire of some couples to plot their own future with more certainty against the need for safeguards against exploitation and the creation of hardship. This is an issue that needs to be handled with care. This is a summary of the proposals. Well, it's not even a summary. This is the press release. But the summary is available if you go to the official Law Commission website, lawcom.gov.uk. Press release, that is, was published on Tuesday, the 11th of January, 2011. And this is something which has the potential to be a big part of future English family law, if you like, and it's all based on that case I mentioned before. Your thoughts and views on any of the issues raised in this program are invited. Steve's radio show at hotmail.com.